The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Gamertag Radio.
Yes, so tell us a little bit about Monster Hunter Wilds. What are the new stuff that we're going to get to see in this game?
今回モンハンワイルズでどういう新しいものが追加されているのか、こういう要素ありましたら教えていただきたいなと思います。
はい。今までのハンティングアクションってところは、変わっていないんですけど、4人マルチプレイ マルチプレイアクションってところは変わってないんですけども、そこの、狩りの舞台となるフィールド自体が、まあ、大きく、こう、様変わりしていまして、モンスターの数、群れだったりだとか、で環境自体もフィールドの環境自体もどんどん変化していく。で、そしてその、今までがクエストデザインでロードが挟まるような仕組みだったのが、シームレスに、環境自体がどんどん変化していくことを体感できるようなゲーム体験ってことにしていることと、さらには、今回は、まあ、自然と人間の関係性といいますか、そこに住んでる人も含めた、ハンターと自然の関係性みたいなものを描くことに、ストーリーの方にも注力したような作品になっています。
So, Monster Hunter Wilds has a similar hunting action.Similar to the past titles that we have, the four-player multiplayer actions. However, in Monster Hunter Wilds, the locale is very different compared to the past titles. We have monsters moving in herds and packs, and the environment also drastically changes over time continuously. The quest also, when you accept a quest and you clear a quest, it's not just per quest. You can continuously keep hunting at when you're out in the locale and experience the seamless changes that you have between the quest and also seamlessly transitioning into different locales and to stories and cutscenes. Monster Hunter Wilds also focuses on the relationship between the people, not only the hunters, but also the people living in the world where monsters reside and the relationship with nature. And that closely ties within the story. So,That's one of the new, very new things that we have in Monster Hunter Wilds.
Is this a game where you need to play the previous games? Like for the newcomers, I could see them getting to this, like pick up and play very easy compared to the previous games. Can you tell us like what new gaming mechanics we get to see for those new players that are going to play for the first time? And,
過去作と過去作を知っていないとちょっとプレイしにくいゲームですかね。新規の方でも楽しめるような新しいそのギミックとかありましたらご紹介いただきたい。
はい。ワールドで、いろんなデータが取れるようになってまして、遊ばれた方がどういうところで、離脱してしまったかみたいなところはかなりこう可視化することができましたので、そのあたりについてはかなりこう、丁寧に手を入れています。ゲームのその、要素の解放っていうのも、まあ、徐々にされていくような、ストーリーベースで徐々にされていくような形にしていたりだとか、まあ、一番最初のクエスト、かなり最初期のクエストであっても、サポートハンターを救難信号で呼べるような形にしていたりだとか、特にこう序盤を中心に新しい方が入りやすい仕組みっていうところは、まあ武器を選びやすいような仕組みで、武器種を選びやすいような仕組みも含めて、かなり手を入れています。
So when we had Monster Hunter World go out and people enjoyed it all over the world, we were able to have several data taken from it where we could see where people had the most difficulties, where people were giving up on the game. And we were analyzing all those data and used that data to create Monster Hunter Wilds. For example, you can have early on in the game, if you're having trouble with some of the quests, you can have the SOS flare and have NPC support hunters come and help you, which is also a very friendly aspect for the newcomers who have never really experienced Monster Hunter. So all the tutorials are rather newcomer friendly that you experience early on in the game. And if you do not know which weapons you might want to choose, because we have 14 of them and it is a lot, we do have early on in the game a sort of like a tutorial question type where Alma will ask you what kind of weapons you might prefer and she will give you recommendations.
When you're designing a monster in this game, what is it that you want to do different every time you come up with a new monster for this game compared to like the previous ones? Is it make it more challenging? Is it design wise? Is it the size or what?
本作にモンスターを追加することにあたってどういうところがその違う要素として注力して追加していますかね。過去作に比較してもデザインなのかとかストーリーへの関係性とか。
そうですね。シリーズごとにその地域の生態系にいかにこう適しているモンスターを出すかってところでユニークさを出すような設計にしていますので、今回も、まあ、ストーリー上今まで、足を踏み入れた人間がいないと思われていた地域の生態系というところで、なぜまあそこに人間がいないと考えられていたのかというところも含めまして、設定だったり生態系というものを考えて設計しています。またゲーム的には、今回群れみたいなものが作れるようになりましたので、そういうの群れのメカニクスが生きるようなモンスターというのも含めまして、まあ、この、ワイルズならではの生態ピラミッドみたいなものを描きながら、モンスターの、どのモンスターはどういう形にすべきかみたいなところは、まあ、考えながら、あとまあゲーム体験上、どのモンスターを遊びながら、このモンスターでこういう要素を慣れていただいて、さらにまあ次のモンスターでは、よりこうカメラの動きに慣れていただくようなモンスターだったりだとか、そういうこうゲームのレベルカーブ的なものも考えながら、モンスターの、種類だったり特性みたいなものを散りばめるような形にしています。
So as we create titles into the series, we always think about the regional ecosystems and align that with the monsters who will reside in those locales. Story-wise, we set a foot into a region where the humans didn't really interact with. So we want to focus on why humans are not there and then think about what kind of monsters would actually reside there if people are not interacting with them. So we focus on the setting and also the ecology, and that also goes into the design and what kind of monsters would best fit that environment. We also have herds and packs, so we think about what kind of mechanics will work well with the monsters. And putting all those together, we think about the whole pyramid scheme of the monsters that's available in Monster Hunter Wilds. And also early on, as you transition through the game, you have monsters that you encounter in the early stages, in the middle stages, and at the end. So maybe in the early stages, we will have monsters that will teach the players how to move their camera, how to dodge in a certain way. So some monsters are put into specific places so that we can have the players experience and learn as they go through, get used to certain aspects of the gameplay. So the game level is also affecting what kind of monsters we want to have in what part of the game.
For you personally, what is it that are you a close combat person, or you're more of like to stay far away from the monsters and, you know, attack them from far? So what are like weapons that you like to use in the game for those that are curious about it? New weapons.
Well, 戦闘の時にどちらかというと近接攻撃が多いか遠隔攻撃どちらが多いですかね。あとはそのおすすめとか好きな武器とかについてお話しいただき。
そうです。まあまあ完全個人的ですけど、好きな武器僕はもう基本ハンマーしか使わないので、ハンマーです。まあハンマーはちょっとやっぱり、武器的にも結構シンプルな武器なので、まあ結構使いやすいんじゃないかなとは皆さんには思いますけど、好きな武器使っていただければと思いますけど、僕はハンマー2本持っていきます。
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ryozo-san, he's a huge hammer fan. He only uses hammers. So his primary weapon is a hammer and the secondary weapon is also a hammer. He feels that the hammer is a very simple weapon and fairly easy to use. He thinks that everybody should just play what feels best for them. But him personally, he really loves hammers.
Right.
まあ僕はあの全部の14種のすべての武器を使うんですけども、まあモンスターごとに、その属性だったりだとか、まあ例えば、公開させていただいたネルスキュラとかだと、最初はこうゲルスの皮を被っているので火に弱かったりする。で、火の皮を、破ると雷の属性が効いたりするので、そのこう属性を両方とも使えるような武器にしたりだとか、やっぱり近距離と遠距離の武器っていうのを混ぜながら遊ぶっていうのが、まあ割と僕の一般的なプレイスタイルにはよなりますね。
So Tokura-san uses, he can use all 14 weapons.But, he likes to focus his weapons on what kind of monsters he's going to fight against. So, for example, we recently, I think in the gameplay, you can fight Nursilla. And, Nursilla, in the early stages of the fight, is wearing the skin of Gypsyroth. And Gypsyroth's skin, is weak against fire. So, you can use fire element, weapons to break it. And after breaking it, it becomes weak against electricity.So switching those weapons to the most effective elements is also a very nice, way to combat Nursilla. He likes to use close quarter combat weapons and also combine it with the far reaching weapons, and take them both onto the hunts.
What has been like the lessons that your team, learned, from like working on past titles and the new stuff that helped you to come up with, new ideas, new things for this game?
チームの中で過去作とかに携わってたり、他のタイトルとかに携わっている方もいらっしゃると思うんですけども、その経験とかが今作にどのように活かされているかとかありましたら教えていただき。
武器自体は基本的には、まず、ワールドのものをベースにしながら、ワイルズならではの、ワイルズのコンセプトに合った形っていうところを、考えながら設計しているんですけれども、それでも、やはりライズチームだったりだとか、サンブレイクのチームで、プレイヤーをやってたような、デザイナーっていうのがうちに入ってきたりもしますので、その中でじゃあ、この技のこのエッセンスは、持ってきてもワイルズにはまるんじゃないか、みたいなところを考えて、要素要素で、パーツパーツで何か提案してくれて、それを採用した、みたいな事例っていうのはあります。例えば、ハンマーとかで言うと、溜めながら、ちょっと近づくようなアクションっていうのを入れたりしたんですけども、そういうコスウェイみたいなアクションっていうのは、もともとの、部分としてはライズから持ってきたんですけど、ワイルズ用に調整をした形で、実装をしていたりします。
So, taking weapons as an example, we always have Monster Hunter World as a base and adjusting some of the, elements to fit the concept of Monster Hunter Wilds. And we kind of adjust the designings and, the settings, the setups for it. And we also have Monster Hunter Rise team members, people who worked on Sunbreak.The designers who worked on it, and they would add, or suggest certain essences of like the player actions that was available in Monster Hunter Rise and suggest that and putting it into Monster Hunter Wilds. So for example, we would have the hammer, and in Monster Hunter Rise, you can kind of charge and also at the same time move closer to the monster, to a certain angle. We took that.And added into Monster Hunter Wilds, but also tweaked it a little bit so that it's a little bit more easier to angle your attacks towards the monster. So, we're taking it from Monster Hunter Rise, but also making adjustments to fit into Monster Hunter Wilds.
And were you going to tell us, about the story and the characters in this game?
本作のそのストーリーとキャラクターについてその見どころ、魅力を教えていただければと。
はい。まあ、今回、例えば、ストーリーのきっかけになる、自分の里が、襲われてしまって、助けを求めてきた少年ナタっていうのがいるんですけれども、まあ、そういうこう、今までモンスターハンターでは、ストーリーを描くための、キャラクターっていうのはあまりいなかったんですけれども、今回はそのナタもはじめとして、様々なキャラクターっていうのを出しています。またですね、その、もともと人がいない地域と思われたところに、もう生活だったり文化みたいなものがあって、で、その人たちはなぜこういうところでこういう文化を、 構築しているんだろうみたいなことをどんどんこうストーリーを進めながら、親睦も深めていきながら理解も進めていて、その生態系の謎というか、まあ、世界の謎、さらには、ハンターと、まあ、自然の関係性みたいな今回出していきたいテーマに、だんだんと触れていくような、設計になるようなキャラクター配置に今回しています。
So in Monster Hunter Wilds, when you first begin, the story, you'll understand that, there is a boy called Nata.Who, his village or his hometown was, destroyed and he is seeking help. And in the Monster Hunter past titles, we didn't have many characters that existed to solely illustrate or emphasize the story. But for Monster Hunter Wilds, we have many characters that illustrate or emphasize that story element. And also that helps in illustrating the culture and that fact that there is life outside of where the hunters usually, live. So, and we want to discover why the people live there, and the people not hunters, because they're not hunters. And as we become more closer to them by interacting and understanding their culture and their lifestyles, we will also be closer to discovering the mystery of the ecology of the forbidden lands that the hunters are setting their foots into. And there are many other characters that also help to illustrate the whole story. So that is one of the aspects that we hope people look forward to.
I didn't get to play Monster Hunter Worlds, but I noticed in this game, you could play with companions. You know, is that something that you felt like it was important for those that play games, solo games, without playing games online, to have companions in the game?
モンスターハンターワールドの方は、プレイしていないんですけども、今回その軽くワイルズ触った中で、NPC サポートハンターで、いるっていうことに気づいたんですけど、これが、まあ、ソロだけでプレイする人とか、オンラインない状態でもプレイする人でも楽しめるように、楽しめるようにした大事な要素なんですかね。
そうですね。マルチプレイ、をぜひ楽しんでほしいんですけども、やっぱりこう、いろんなルールが分かってない状態でマルチプレイで他のプレイヤーを呼ぶっていうのは、ちょっと敷居が高い部分っていうのも感じられる方っていうのもいらっしゃるっていうのも、理解していましたので、より初期の段階から気兼ねなく、こう、マルチプレイの楽しみみたいなものを、体感していただくような形にしたくて、まあ、サポートハンターを、オフラインの状態でも、呼べるような形にしました。
So, in Monster Hunter Wilds, we wanted everybody to enjoy multiplayer, but we understand that for some players, it might be hard to ask for help or to have a multiplayer experience when you feel like you're not so comfortable with the game, you may not be as experienced as other players. And we understand that. So early on in the game, we made it available so that even if you're solo hunting or you're playing offline, you can still experience the multiplayer aspect of it by using the SOS flare and having NPC support hunters. So even when you're solo hunting, when you feel like you want to have it multiplayer, you can get that experience.
Are we going to get to see anything new for multiplayer? Any special missions or maybe unique monsters that's only available for multiplayer multiplayer feature?
今回マルチプレイだけで楽しめるようなその特別なクエストだったりとか特別なマルチプレイだけの モンスターとかはいるんでしょ？
現状はマルチプレイだけでしか遊べないような、モンスターっていうのはいません。むしろコンテンツ自体は共有でもそのマルチプレイでコミュニケーションしやすくなるような要素っていうのはいろいろ実装しようとしてまして、まあ、マルチプレイ、自分の友達だけがパスワードをしている友達だけが遊べるようなサーバーみたいなもの、用意してロビーみたいなものを用意していてそこの中では自由にこうコミュニケーションを取れるような形にしていたりだとかコンテンツそのものを区切るというよりはコンテンツは共有化しつつその一緒に遊ぶことの遊びやすさだったり楽しさみたいなのが広がるような設計に今回は考えて作っています。
Currently, we don't have any plans of having like monsters that's only available for multiplayers, but we want to make it so that people can experience communication easier when they're doing multiplayer. So, which we plan on implementing in the game. So when you're having multiplayer, you can have a friends only people who have the password and like a private server where only the friends that has passwords can join in there. And within that, area you can communicate easily, and it's a lot more close circle. So it makes it easier to play together with your friends in like a set amount of people without like having so many people in the lobby.
I know we're going to get to play and see a new monster in this demo. What is it you could tell us a little bit about that new monster for those that haven't seen it yet?
Can you repeat that question?
I know this demo, we're going to have a monster, right? A new one? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the new monster that's available here in this demo that people haven't seen yet?
今回まだ他のユーザーさんとかが見ていないまあ、ネルスキラーがプレイできるようになってるんですけど、ネルスキラーについてちょっとお話しいただければと思います。
はい、ネルスキラーというのはモンスターハンター4の時に、初登場した、まあ、雲のような形をした強角種のモンスターなんですけども、割と特に北米のユーザーとかには人気のあるモンスターでもありまして、まあ、今回その雲の骨格ならではの、まあ、素早い回り込みだったり、方向転換だったり、まあ、腹部の針だったり、大顎が飛び出てくるような攻撃、まあ、巣を使ったアクションだったり、他のモンスターの骨格でちょっとやりにくいような遊びがすごく楽しめるようなモンスターでしたので、まあ、今回復活させて、採用するような形にはしました。
So, Nursilla is a monster that made its first appearance in Monster Hunter 4. And it has a spider-like body type, which we call a Temnoceran, and is a monster that's fairly popular in the North American region. Because it has like a spider type body, it has very speedy movements. It changes angles a lot. It also has like a stinger on its abdomen and uses webs for its attacks. So it's a fairly tricky fight. And because of the gameplay difficulty, it allows movements and attacks that not many other monsters that has a different, body type can do, and we thought that that would be a fun addition to Monster Hunter Wilds.
I know you, your team collect a lot of data for those that play this online. What is it that you find the difference between like the American players and the Japanese players when they play a Monster Hunter? Is it their style? Is it the new weapons? Maybe they like a certain monster. You could tell us the difference between the two players.
先ほどいろんなデータを収集されているとおっしゃいましたが、日本のプレイヤーと北米のプレイヤーでそのデータの違いとかありますかね。例えばまあ武器種、好む武器種とか戦い方だったり、特にこのモンスターと。
はい、ベータテストで出たデータなんですけども、武器の選択する会話みたいのを経て、選んだ武器がですね、北米のユーザー、あと魔王城のユーザーとかだと、総中高の人気がすごく高くてですね、アジア地域ではそういうことがなかったので、まあ、ちょっとそういう何かその質問とかの中に、欧米の方のこと、関心をくすぐるようなものがあったのかな、みたいに、データ的に大きく差が出て驚いたところでありました。
So during the open beta test, we were able to see data that when in the open beta test, you have a conversation where you can select a weapon that you might be interested in. And we found out that a lot of the North American users tended to choose insect glaive. And that data was not really seen in the Asia regions. So we wondered if maybe the questions that were asked in that tutorial made the North American users feel like they were interested in choosing the insect glaive. So that was very interesting.
My last question is, what is it has been like your favorite part about working on this project for you and the team, for both of you?
お二人への最後の質問なんですけども、モンスターハンターワイルズに関わって自分の一番なんかお気に入りの部分とか、ここは良かったなっていう部分、経験を教えていただければ。
はい、まあ、僕は本当ゲーム何回もクリアしてるんですが、クリアするたびに本当に面白いゲームができたなみたいな思う感慨深いところは多いんですけども、まあ、そういうストーリー面だけでなくてですね、やはりこうずっとやりたかったところとしては、その生態系、とかまあクエストとか生態系の描き方っていうのがクエスト単位でロードが挟まってリセットされるんではなくて、ずっとそれが積み重なって、しかも一つのマップだけじゃなくて全部のマップがどんどん変化していく中で自分が遊んでいける、ね、ゲーム体験っていうのは、まあ、かなり新しくて、まあ、ずっとやりたかったことの一つだったので、まあ、それが達成できたところっていうのはすごく感慨深く思ってます。
So from Tokura-san, he's cleared the games multiple times, and every single time he feels like it's a very interesting and fun game. He's very proud of that. Not just because of the story, but he was able to do something that he's always wanted to do in Monster Hunter, which is how, the quest doesn't end per quest. You can keep on continuing, continuously on the locale. And as you do so, all the maps, the environment keeps on changing, constantly. So the gaming experience that he's always wanted to do, when he was able to achieve with Monster Hunter Wilds, he's very happy that he was able to do that.
まあ、僕は、まあ、いろいろありますけど、先ほど言ったその、世界観の部分とか、まあ、モンスターハンターの世界を描いていくっていうところが、やっぱり、今の、技術になって、できるようになったこともいっぱいありますし、まあ、それを使うことによって、今回表現できている、モンスターハンターらしさっていうところもすごくいっぱいあると思ってます。で、さらに言うと、今回シームレスさっていうところにすごく、今回もこだわってるんですけど、特にアクションの部分に関しては、セクレトってっていう、まあ、システムが入ったことによって、よりその移動も含めてすごく止まらないアクションっていうところが、今回、実現できてるかなと思ってますので、より、今まで以上にこう、臨場感のあるアクションっていうところが、皆さんに味わってもらえるんじゃないかっていうのは思ってます。
Well, from Ryozo-san, like he mentioned earlier, he was very proud of how he was able to depict the world of Monster Hunter with the current technology that we have in a very way that he's always wanted to illustrate. And the current technology allows us to illustrate the Monster Hunter nest that we've always wanted to portray. And allowing a seamlessness of the game that is always a big focus. But also, in the action sequence, we have a function called sacred added, which is a mountable animal that makes traveling easier, but also helps in having the action flow a little bit more smoothly and seamlessly. So that also helps with making the action more immersive immersive experience for the players, which is always something that he's wanted to do. So he's very happy.
Well, good luck, and can't wait to play the game, the full game. Soon, right? Next month. Yes. Congrats.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.